Vayter and Shas, we are in of the Zer Daf Yud, picking it up on Tesama Beis Badabamana Pei's very last line. Continue on with Shtaros and dating. Ahu Shtara, not for marriage. Maybe actually, depends who's writing the Shtar. Ahu Shtara the Havak Siv Bay. There was a Shtar that was written in it. Oi, beep, turn the page. Yudamav Shis Shtin Yisirasa. It actually was advanced by 6 years, right? So let's say it's, the year 2025. They went on to 2031. Shishtin Yisirasa. Sava Rabababababon. Kamedar Avalimimbar. They wanted to say, Hi, Shtarma Ucharhu. This is called the Shtarma Uchar, a.k.a. post-dated Shtar. Rashi says, Malve Asa Imo Tova Umacha Lo Shibut Karkos Shel Sheish Shanim. The one who's lending is doing a Tova to the Love, the Malve to the Love, the lender to the borrower. Because normally the way it works is that if I lend you $1,000, now you owe me that $1,000. Let's say you owe it to me in 10 years. Any transaction you do over those next 10 years is now leaned, L-I-E-N-E-D, to me. That is that if you don't pay me back, then eventually I can go and just take it from the person. That could be government or lekuchos. But if it's a shtar meucha, that means from now 2025 till 2031, I can't do that because dated as if it'll only happen 2031. So therefore, I did like that. V'chol mi sheyikne karkos b'toch shei shanim eino mafsit shari zman mechira kodem lezman trifas hashtar. Says the Gemara, hi star meucharu, mi'akve ad damat yizami. So let's hold off until its time arrives. Rashi says, eino yachal litrof lekuchos elo osan shichu imenu mishesh ve'elech, only from $6, velo tarif, and it can't be used to collect stuff that was sold before that time arrives. Rav Nachum says, nope, not true, because yes, it's true that he wrote 6 years advanced. However, if you remember yesterday, we were discussing that Rome ruled for 386 years, but we said it was only 380 years that they had a complete rule, right? For 6 years, they were only in a few places, then they took over everything. So it was really 386, and we said that the Shtaros were written from 380 years, right? Yesterday's daf, we spoke about that. So now we're saying that actually he's being meduyuk in the Roman rule, and therefore he added those six over there. Hi, safra daf kana kasvei. He's writing daf, he says, medaktik bechizbonos. He's being very clear, very meticulous with chizbonos. Ve'eno holech achrinu. We started the Greek rule, la'acher sheish shanim shemolchu be'elam, right, because they're ruling in Elam for 6 years. Vehu mona litchilas malchus, and he's starting all the from the beginning of actually malchus 6 years earlier. V'shibdu miyom ksivasohu, umayom bahala yitrof, and from now and on they could do it. Ve'ein kan mechila lefi she chamesh meos. Shalanu hein chamesh mes v'sheish letchilasan. Okay, so therefore, there is no pushing off of there, and the lova actually the lean starts immediately. Back in the Gemara, v'hanach shith shnin the malchu be'elam, and what's pshat because of the 6 years that they ruled, the Greece ruled in Elam. The anan lo chashvinin lo, we didn't count those. Huka chashv, he does count them. Ubiz. Manek Kasvei, and it turns out that he wrote it. It's called a Shtar Bezman. It's not a Shtar Mukta, not a Shtar Meuchar. It's a straight up Shtar. The Italian ruling tenor by Sir Biosi Omer, Sheish Shanim Molchu Be'elam. The 6 years that the Greeks ruled in Elam. Ve'achikach Pashta Machus Mecholam Kulo, and then their Machus spread out to the entire world. Okay. Maskifla Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Mimai de la Malchus Yavanim Maninan. How do you know that we're counting from the kingdom of Yavan? Rashi says, Dahaim Dominion Lishtari Lishin Pes Shanim to 380 years, Kodam Chorban, Taiti Lamachi Yavan, detained by the Hanach Shis Shnei Yisirta. That we say, oh, those 6 years are extra. Hainu Hai. Why do you say that? Oh, no, means they're being meduyuk with the 6 years over there. Let's say it's a shtar meucher. Lefisha ain derech limchol shibudo shami yimkozek konachasa besochzman eichar v'yafsid eschovo. So why are you saying that it's going from Malchus of Yavan? Dilmeitzias mitzrayim aninan. Maybe it's going actually from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Listen to this. We know that from Yitzias Mitzrayim,
The first Beis HaMikdash was 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. How long was it there for? 410 years. So after we left Mitzrayim, and 480 years later, we built the Beis HaMikdash, it lasted for 410 years. We were then for 70 years in Galus Bavel, and then we had Beis Sheni, which was 420 years. Now it comes out to 1,380. Now remember, the number we used is before Churban HaBayis is 380. There's 380 years from before Churban HaBayis, but from Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's actually 1,380 years. So it's 380 stays the same, it's just 1,380 years. We know that the Greek era started 380 before, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is 1,000 years before that time. So how do you know that it's talking about 380? Maybe it means 1,380, and we just write 380 because it's easier just to write out the smaller amount. V'shavkele alpha kama. And the scribe had left out the first 1,000 when he writes it. V'nakta alpha basra, but it's taking into account the last ones. V'hai me'ucharu. And therefore it's taka me'uchar, because it's writing 1,386, when really it's 1,380. And Rav Nachman, bagola ein mona el machi yavana b'vad. That's an Eishtigot Torah. The only problem is that we don't do that in the Gola. They only use from Malchus Yavon. It says Rashi, v'kiv the Malchus Yavon v'ninan, v'kiv l'mitli l'hanoch shishinin b'sifra, b'sfara, the dafka, no, because it's dafka t'lin and bay, we do it with them. B'lo t'lin and lay, b'mechilas hashiba, ch'ein kol echar osakin. We don't do it from the, you know, from that time period. That's not what people, it's not how people count. So the Gemara, who suffered the chuyi kam matchilei? Rav Acha B'Yakov thought that he actually had a good vart. He said, yeah, it's from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and really Rav Nachman is coming to knock him off. Nafak Daklaskar. But then he went out and he checked it out, and he found that he's just stuck true. The time was going to buy. So, but Gola in one elim nachi Yavon Avad. They only do it from Yavon. Amar Ravi, Namastisa, Namidai Kiyos, a little for a Mishnah, Tamar learn in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. On the first of Nisan is a new year for malachim, for kings. Vila regalim, and for the festivals. Now, v'amrinan, and we said over there, l'malachim, when the Mishnah says it for the kings, is on the first of Nisan. L'may hilchasa, what was the purpose of that statement? Why are you teaching me? I'm Rav Chista l'shtar. This is coming to teach you in reference to when you write a shtar. This is straight up in all first off from Rosh Hashanah. Rashi's l'shtar. The kol emas, the kari malcha, miki, mati, Just to back it up 1 second, this Rashi again, the stars. The kol is the kai malka mikimati shili adar salkale shato benisan re shata tinyana michta bishtari. Right, what they used to do is the sofrim would date their staros according to the year of the reign of the king. So in such and such a year of such and such a king. So the Mishnah is telling us that if a king's reign, that a king's reign is regarded as begun on the first of Nisan. So even if a king came, became the king before Nisan, his first year ends when Nisan arrives. And from that day on, we start reading, saying year two of that shtar. So the Gemara there explains why it's necessary for the Chachamim to set up a standard date that's the same for all kings, instead of going by, you know, each one when they came on. In any event, Ravina continues, and he says, Utanan, and we also learned in the Mishnah, and that Mishnah, Echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, that on the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the years, Ula Shemitin, and for Shemitah, that the Shemitah starts, the Shemitah year starts on the first of Tishrei, V'Amrinan L'Shanim. And we asked, when the Mishnah says that the new year for years is on the first of Tishrei, Lamai Ilchasa, what halacha is coming to teach? From Rav Chista, L'Shtaros is coming to teach you for Shtaros. Okay, but here the Mishnah is telling us that a king begins a new year of his reign on the first of Tishrei, not Nisan. Right? So the Gemara goes and says, answer the following. Kashi Shtaros HaDadi. We have a question, Shtar on Shtar. U'mishaninan, and we answered it up by saying, Kan the Malchi Yisrael, and the first one's talking about that of Yiddish kings. Kan the Malchi over the Kachavim, the other one's talking about those of the Goyes. The Malchi over the Kachavim, me Tishrei Meninan. For the Goyes, right, we go according to Tishrei. The Malchi Yisrael, me Nisan Meninan. That we go from Nisan, the Anan Hashta, me Tishrei Meninan. And nowadays, we start to count each new year in Tishrei, which is according to the Goyish kings. So our count has to be based on the Greeks, because the only kingdom that was set up
in the same year of us, 380 years before the destruction, was that of the Greeks. So Ravina is showing that the current system works with the Greek era, and that shows that it's not going to work, though, with Mitzrayim. And if you thought that we're counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim, we should have started the count each new year in Nisan. Why? Because the Gemara Shoshana says that when counting the years from Yitzias Mitzrayim, each year starts from Nisan. And Lav Shema Amina, Lavachri Vanami Ninan. Must be, we're actually going according to the Greeks. Shema Amina. Full stop, period. Okay, Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Yom Ginusia Shel Malcheyem, and the Ginusia day of their kings. Right, there's another holiday. My v'yom ginusia shel malachim. What does it mean when it says that? Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda says yom shema'amidin bo over the gechav mitzmalkum. It's the day in which the guys they set up their king. I have a tiny one to the b'risa yom ginusia v'yom shabizim mitzmalkum. You have a b'risa who says a lashon that the day of the ginusia and there's a day of that we set up the king. So we put them separate. What's the difference? And for the gemara lokasha hadi day. Because Ginusaya is talking about when it's him himself. Rashi says, "Kishamina ben Melech b'chayi aviv," when the son of the king is. Oh, first let's read the whole phrase. Hadidei hadabre. Ginusaya is talking about himself, the king, and Debre is not talking about the son. The day when the son, the day on which they inaugurate their emperor, is talking about the son's becoming the king, the emperor. In fact, Malka bar Malka, do the Romans appoint the son of a king as the king? Do they do such a thing? Right? They actually didn't do that. They choose who they want. All the things that are listed in the Mishnah were Roman festivals. And so what are you talking about? Vatanya of Yosef. Hine kato nesaticha bagoyim. Pasuk says about Rome, behold, I have made you inferior among nations. She'en moshivin melech ben melech. And that because they don't set up a king, the son of a king. Bozer ha'tama'od, and it explains that you are very despised. She'en lahem loksav l'loshon. Because they don't have their own writings, their own language, right? The language of the Romans is borrowed from other nations, and foreigners wrote all of their texts over there. Bottom line is clearly we don't have that this Ginusiah can be the son is the king as well. Elamai Yom Ginusiah, what does it mean? Yom Haleda, it's the birthday of the king. We saw this when we saw the Mishnah. Iva Tanya, we're into the Brisa, Yom Ginusiah V'Yom Haleda. It says both of those statements over there. Clearly these are two separate things. So for the Gemara, Lokasha, Hadidei Hadabrei, because when it says Yom Ginusiah, it's talking about the birthday of the king. Hadabrei, that one's talking about the birthday of his son. I think the Gemara about Tanya, but we're into the Brisa, Yom Ginusiah Shalom, Yom Ginusiah Shal Beno, V'Yom Haleda Shalom, V'Yom Haleda Shal Beno. Right, it says in a bright side, his Genusia day, the Genusia of his son, and then his birthday and his son's birthday. So Genusia cannot be his birthday or his son's birthday. Elamayom Genusia, what does it mean? Yom Shema Midim Bo Malcolm. It is the day on which the king is inaugurated. Velo Kasha, there's no problem. The bright side says the Genusia day and the day in which he's inaugurated, because Hadi day, one's talking about the king himself, Had the Bray, then one's talking about the day in which they inaugurate. When it says when they inaugurate the king, it's talking when his son becomes the king. And if you ask like we did one second, but they don't make the king, the son, the king, son of the king, the king. We say al yedei she'ela mukme when it's requested, then they would go ahead and they would do such a thing. Rashi says notlam reshus min asarim uvakesh ha'av. Mehen lahamid benot tachtav. It doesn't mean it can't be important. It's just not automatic. Okay, go on. Asverus bar Antoninus, the Malach. Well, we've heard of Antoninus. So guess what? He had a son named Asverus, and he actually became a king because his father requested to be. His father asked that it should come out to be. Okay, now Amalei Antoninus Lerabi. Antoninus said, who was the father of here? He said the following. Now Uncle Art gives us it's some interesting background here that the Doris Harishonim says that Antoninus was the Roman emperor whose name was Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, who ruled from 161 to 180 CE. During his travels through the empire, he visited Judea, where he met Rebbe, and he formed a big lifelong friendship with him. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings a bunch of different stories with Rebbe Antoninus about different Jewish ideas. So, Amal Antoninus to Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe, Ba'ina di yimloch Asverus bri techosai. I want my son Asverus that he should rule, you know, after me. But Savit, you know, in my place, Savit Tveri kolonai, and that Tveria should be considered a free community. Rashi is Baschorin, Shalot titein mas lolam, not to give any tax ever. Misham de isba rabbanon, because there are rabbanon there. Antoninus atzmo hayu mishamish ifnei Rebbe. He was mishamish to come out of the base. Misham hachi hayu ifnei rabbanon. He loved the rabbanon. V'yim aluhu chadavdi, and if I will request this, you know, then they're going to v'yim aluhu chada avdi. If I submit one of these requests, they're going to give it to me. Trey lo avdi, but two, they're not going to give to me. I want my son to be, and I want to make sure that Tveria will not have to have any taxes for the great sages. What do I do? So Rebbe says, I see Gavra. He didn't say anything yet, but I see Gavra, he brought a man, Akavi Achavre, and had him ride upon the shoulders of his friend. V'yoev le yona le'ilei b'didei, and he put a dove in the hand of the one on top, v'amalei le'tato, and he said to the lower one, Eimar le'ela le'mifrach min yedei yona, tell the upper one to let the dove fly from his hand. Okay, what does this mean? Amar, and then he said, Shema minar, learn from here, hachik amalei, that this is what Rebbe is telling me. At boy minayu da'asverus bri yimloch t'chusai. Ask them, let Asverus, my son, rule after me. V'yemalei l'Asverus to have a Tveri kolonia. I told Asverus to make it that Tveri is going to be free of any taxes. Brilliant. Brilliant. Right? Put your son in the position above them, and you know, they'll set up as the emperor, and the Tveri will be in his hand, and you can tell him to do this, not to pay the taxes. Amalei, so another story time. Amalei, Antoninus said to Rebbe, "Mitzayli chashuvi Rome, the you know the chashuvim of Rome, they're causing me pain." Be'ayalei legina. So every day he would bring Antoninus into a garden. Kol yama akar le pugla mimisha kamein. Each day he would pluck a radish from the ground. In front of Antoninus, Amar Antoninus said, "Shema mina hachiyamali." Oh, must be that what Rebbe is teaching me is the following: At ketol chad chad minau, kill them one at a time. You got to make sure you take care of this right now, otherwise it's going to get to a full-fledged, you know, rebellion. V'lo tisker b'vukula, but don't fight with all of them at the same time. Just take out one at a time. Beep, turn the page, turn the base. V'lei malei meimar be'adya. Fuck the Gemara, but just say it straight out. What are all these hints? What is he hinting? Just say Rosh Hashanah of Francia. Amar said, Shameh Chashuvei Rome Umitzarele. The Chashuvim of Rome are going to hear me and they're going to go ahead and they're going to cause pain. They're going to cause me pain. Rashi said, L'Rebbe, Dol Umitzarele means, Rebbe, I'm going to go through pain because of it. In fact, the Amar, V'lema Leva Lachash, so then go ahead and whisper at them. No, Shem Dichsev, because the Amar is about success. Kiyofa Shamayim Yolech Esakol. It's like we saw this in Bav Basa, I think, Bav Dalet. Similar idea. A bird of the sky will carry the sound. A winged creature will betray the matter. You never know who's actually listening. He had a daughter, Tunis had a daughter named Gira, Kavri Sura, and she was over in Isser. Rashi explains, Zanta, she was involved with Znus. So he wanted to go to Rebbe to ask what to do, but he's nervous that it's going to get out, it's going to be known. So therefore, he said it like in a shticky way. Shadale Gargira, he sent him Gargira, which is a type of herb. Gargira is, I think it's called rocket herb. And he was giving over the message that the heart of his daughter, Gira, was Nigrar, right? Gargira was drawn. Remember, her name was Gira, and therefore he sent Gargira has been drawn towards doing an Aveda. Right? Rebbe knew that Antoninus wouldn't have sent him this, except to explain something, And he understood that, oh, what he's trying to say over here is word gira, the name in gerar, means to be pulled or drawn. Therefore, that she'd been drawn towards doing the wrong thing. So, shadalei kusbarta. He said them back, coriander. You gotta love this. Amazing. That meaning that he should kusbarta. Kusbarta means to kill her. She's called shchota bas kusbarta. Shtemilos, two words. Shadalei karti. He sent back, leak. Klomer Rashi's imkein yichuzari. Like, if that's the case, then kari is karsi. I'm not going to have my kid anymore. I'm not going to have any descendants. Shalach lechasa. He sent back chasa, lettuce, but that to show that he should have mercy on her. Rashi says, klomer chosala. Like, okay. If that's what's all, if you're not going to have any descendants after that, so then you have rachmanas. Let her live. Move forward. Another story time. Every time this would send Rebbe crushed gold in leather sacks. Or says discos shall or come in sakim gedolim, these big bags. You send them skewers. Vichite apumayu, and they put wheat at the top of it. Rashi shem yiftachos sakim. If someone delivering would open it up, ro mechita v'lo yovinu, they would see just wheat over there. They would notice it. Amar lehu, you say to the shlichem, am to you chite the Rebbe. Bring the wheat to Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe. Rebbe says, I'm lo tzrichen. He says, I don't need this. Like, why are you sending all this to me? Like, I don't need this. Isli tuva. I got a lot. Amar, he said back to him, lehevi leman debasach. Let it be for those who are going to come. Basrach means your kids. The Yavi Basrai who will give it to the ones after them. Your kids, your grandkids, let them go take care of this. The Asu Basrach, because those who are going to come after you, the Asu Minayu, and those who will come from them, Nepakalayu, they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay up the people that come after me. He was nervous that the Roman kings who came afterwards would make big taxes on the Yidden, and he wanted to make it easier for the family. You know, as long as I'm here, okay, but afterwards it's not going to be this necessarily this easy. Havale havi ahi nikrasa, he had a, Rashi says, me'ara, cave, loshen nikrasa tzor. Dahava ayla mibesid, the lebes rabbi, it went from his house to Rabbi's house. Rashi says, lo motora, he wanted to steig over there. He wanted the Romans to know that he's learning Torah, so he made this cave, and he would go over there. Each day he would bring two servants that would come with him through the cave. One he would kill at the by Rebbe before he went into Rebbe. Can you imagine? The chad katle above the base, and one he would kill when he come back into his house, and nobody would know about what was going on over here. Oh my land! And he told Rebbe, just imagine. He said, come guys, let's go. He gets there, murder the guy, and then go to learn Torah. Come back and murder the guy and go to sleep. Oh my land! And he told Rebbe, but Edna da Asina, when I come to you, lo nishkach. Lo nishkach gvar kamach. Nobody should be with you. Don't let anybody there. Yom echad ashkei le Rabbi Chanina bar Chamad, havi yosef. One day, the Tanis went to Rabbi. He saw Rabbi Chanina bar Chamad was sitting there. Amar, so he said, lo aminu lach b'idin da sina. Lo nishkach gvar kamach. Didn't I tell you when I come to death everyone here? Amar lei, he said back, less dain bar inish. This isn't a normal person. This is not a regular run-of-the-mill type of situation here. Bin Chanan says, he said he's a malach. So he says to him, Lema Lea, who avda, the gani above with the kain velese. If so, let him tell the servant who's sleeping by the door to wake up and come in. Right? He wanted to see whether he was really such a malach, because the guy there was dead. He found that the servant was killed. Amr said, Hechiev, what do I do now? He is of Amalei the Katil. If I come back and tell him, he said the servant was killed, that I'm going against the Imi Shivan al Kalkala. One who's sent on a mission, do not report back with bad news. I don't want that to happen. So, Espekeva Ezel, if I leave, I just go, Kamazal Zamachusa, it's insulting to the king. Boy Rachamele, so he davened this person, Vachi, and he brought him back to, he came back to life, Fashadre, and sent him to Antoninus. Amar Antoninus said, Yadana Zute, Tiz Chumachai Mesim, I know that the least of you can bring back the dead. When I come to your house, no one should be found with you. Every day he would be serving Rebbe. Or as she says, Mishamish Lefana Besuda, he would give him food. Maichale, he would give him food, maskale, and drink. He have a boy, Rebbe,
Lemesh Purim, when Rebbe wanted to climb in his bed, I would gachin kame Purim, he would bend down in front of the bed on Malay and say, Saki Levai, Lepurim, climb on top of me in order to get into your bed. Amar, he said, Lavar Chayral is Azul Machuskul Hai. This is not a normal thing to go out to be Mazalza in the Malchus. Amar, so he said to Amir, Simeini Matzah Techtecha Le'olam Abba, if only I would be the mat beneath you in the world to come. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Amar Leh, something that says, Asin Lamadasi, am I going to have Olam Abba? Like, am I going to make it? Amar Leh, he said, In, yep, you are going to get Olam Abba. Amar Leh, something that said, Vaksiv, Velo Yesarid Lebes Esav. Says, there's not going to be any leftover, any remnant of the house of Esav, which shows that the descendants of Esav, aka Edom and Rome, like me, is not going to have the next world. You say that's only somebody who behaves like Esav behaved. Tanamech Rebbeisa says also, V'lo yasari lebeis Esav, Yachalako, you think that's everyone? Tamalom lebeis Esav, Ba'osem Eis Esav, someone who behaves like that. Amar Leh, something said to Rebbe, Vaksiv, Shama Edom Lachev Chonisiyah. It says there, and there means in Gehenna, Rashi says, Gehenna, Mishtar Yikrai. Over there, in Edom, there in Gehenna is Edom, the kings and all the officials over there. So most of the leaders are going to be in Gehenna. Amalei milachecha v'lo kol milachecha. From its milachim, not all of the milachim. Kol nisiyah v'lo kol sareah. Kol nisiyah v'lo kol sareah. And it says all the nisiyah and the presidents, and not all of the sareah, all of the ministers. Tanami achi milachecha v'lo kol milachecha. Kol nisiyah v'lo kol sareah. Milachecha v'lo kol milachecha. When it says milachecha from not all of them, pratlan tanis ben asareh. Asverus, excluding Antoninus, the son of Asverus. It's interesting because that means Antoninus had a father Asverus and a son Asverus. Konosia velo kosareha prat lekitia bar shalom. It says all the presidents and not all the ministers. It's excluding Ketia bar shalom. Okay. Oh, Ketia bar Shalom, Maihi, what's the story? Who is this person? What's the story with this person? Dahu Kisara, Dahava son of Yudai, there was this Caesar who hated the Yidden. Amalu Lachashive the Malchus. So he asked the Chashava, dignitaries of the kingdom. There was already hated Jews. He said, Misha Allah lo nima baraglo, yiktaenu v'yichya on yichene v'yitztar. If someone has dead Anima Baraglo, as it says, a basar mace, a mitzaro, dead skin, dead flesh, and it's someone has it on his foot and it's causing him pain. Should he cut it off and be healed? It says, right, v'yichya is v'yavri, be healed. And the chenev itzar, should leave it there to remain in pain. And he's talking about, should I kill the Jews or not? Amalo, he said to him, yikta enu v'yichya. Well, push it. Cut it off and be healed. Kill the Jews. Amalu, Ketia by Shalom. Ketia by Shalom, who was one of them there, he said, no, hold on one second. Chada, Dali, Chatal, Hulu, Kulu. First, you're not going to be able to get all of them because they're all over the world, so it's not going to work. Dechsev, Ki, Ka'arba, Ruchos, Hashemayim, Pirasi, Eschem, like for the four directions of the heavens, I've scattered you. My come, what is it saying? Elim, Dibadartahon, Barba, Ruchos. When it means that Hashem scattered you in the four directions, Hi, Ka'arba, Ruchos. Le'arbuchos, you buy it. You shouldn't have said ke, you should have said le'arbuchos. So Ella, what's it coming to teach me? Kishem she'ev shalom le'ruchos, just like the world can't survive without wind. This is a Gemara in Tainus. Yep, Tainus Gimel Beis. Kach e'ev shalom le'ruchos, the world can't exist without Bnei Yisrael. The ode, and furthermore, he says another reason why you shouldn't do this is because you're going to be called the ruler of a severed kingdom because part of its your own kingdom is going to be eliminated. And Amalei, he says to him, you're speaking good, but me, called the Zachi Lamalka, anyone who one-ups the king, like you one-upped me over here, Rashi says, Nutzeach es ha-melech b'dvarim, boshes hu le-melech, ha-mishmatayish la-shlicho. And you embarrass me, and there's a judgment that's going to happen now. Miu called him that. Shadalei la kamunia chalila. Someone who one ups the king is thrown into the round chamber. Rashi says, "Bayis mali offer." It's like a house full of dirt. Kad havin naktin lev azlin. When they were taking him and going there, amar leila ahi machunisa. There was this woman who called it the Ketia, she's a Roman woman. Vai Leila Ilfa, the Azla below Mixa, woe to the ship that goes without having paid its taxes. Rashi says Ilfa is a svin as a boat. Below Milsa, Klomer Oy Lecha Hol Valeim Atanera Shalom Milsa As Atz Mechavatita Chelak Imahen. Shalom Malta, right? As in Mila, that's what she was saying is, whoa, because you're supporting the yin, you're being killed, but you didn't do a bismillah, so you're going to be, you know, you're not going to get all the mabah. So what happened? Nafal al Reisha Dor Lasek Tia fell on top of his foreskin, Kata, and Katia, Kata. He removed it, right? Either the way is he took a knife or some other way. So Amar said, Yavis Mikse, there, I paid my dues, like I paid my taxes. Khalifa Zaharis, I shall leave this world and go into the next world. Ki kashadule, when they threw him into the chamber there, Amar called Nixel to Rabbi Akiva Chaverev. He said, all my possessions should go to Rabbi Akiva and all of his friends. Right, it says about the lechem apadim shall be the Aaron and his sons. We're saying Aaron separately. The pasuk is equating him with his sons, and we say that mechsel Aaron, half of it goes to Aaron, or mechsel labanav, and half of it goes to his sons. So here also it says Rabbi Akiva and his chaverev. It must mean he's giving half of it to Rabbi Akiva and the other half to the colleagues. Yatsa Baskal Varma, heavenly voice came out and said, Ketia Bar Shalom Mizum L'Chayam Abba, he's invited to the world to come. Bacha Rebbe Vom, Rebbe cried and says, Yesh Kono Olomo B'Sha'ach, I said, those who acquire the world in one moment, Yesh Kono Olomo B'Kam Hashem, and those who acquire the world in many years. Antoninus Shamshe L'Rebbe, he was being Mishamish Rebbe. Adarkon Shamshe L'Rav. Adarkon, he would be Mishamish. There's also a non-Jew. Rashi says, Sar Shabov de Kachav Mahaya. Kishachav Antoninus, when Antoninus died, Amar Rebbe says, Nispar de Chavila, the bundle is unraveled. They had a deep love for one another. Rashi says that what this Lashon is a Lashon of. Comes up on the next daf. It says Nisav Ahav Sinush and Nikshu and Nefesh, but Nefesh is the love that bound us together. Kishach Adarkon. When Adarkon died, Amar Rav said, "Beep, turn the page." Yud Aleph Nispar the Chavila. The bundle has become unraveled. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.